Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 30, Mumbela 27.
Kathy, thank you so much for keeping in touch. An accident just before Gordon Road, two left lanes closed. Thank you for that update. Another accident, this one in Alberton on the R59. That's on your way to Klipspruit Valley Road. And then an accident that happened on the M1 North in Sandton just after Marlborough Drive exit.
Justice Minister Thembi Simelane has told MPs the investigations into the VBS-related matter will not lead to a conflict of interest. Simelane appeared before the Portfolio Committee on Justice in Parliament following allegations she benefited from the now-defunct mutual bank. Anastasia Mokhobo has more.
While opposition MPs have raised questions around a conflict of interest, Simelane insists that her department plays no role in the work of the National Prosecuting Authority. But DA MP Glenys Breitenberg and EFF MP Busisiwe Mkhwebane were not convinced.
It matters that perceptions are everything. And my perception, and I'm sure the perception of the public at large, is that you cannot continue to sit on the top of this pyramid while this matter is pending.
Simelane denied any wrongdoings and said she is committed to cooperating with all inquiries. Anastasia Mokhobo for Jacaranda FM News.
11 traffic officials were arrested in Polokwane today for allegedly accepting bribes from motorists, bus operators and taxi drivers on the N1 highway. The officers were part of an ongoing undercover operation targeting corruption. Limpopo Transport and Community Safety spokesperson Puti Lekhanyane says they face charges of extortion and defeating the ends of justice.
The MEC has welcomed these arrests and has said that these individuals did so on their own volition. What they did is in contravention of their own oath of office, and it goes against the ethos of their profession. The department will institute its own internal disciplinary processes pending the outcome of their cases.
The Gauteng Provincial Legislature has welcomed the partnership agreement signed between Police Minister Sentiu Mkhwanazi and law enforcement agencies in the province to collaborate in efforts to fight crime. This follows a rise in kidnapping and extortion cases in the province. The partnership will see police sharing resources across the three metros, Ekurhuleni, Tshwane and Joburg. Chairperson of the Gauteng Legislature Committee on Community Safety, Bandile Masuku.
We have always emphasized the need to foster greater cooperation and resource sharing amongst the spheres of government as means to create safer communities across the province. The committee would like to encourage all stakeholders involved to honor this cooperation agreement, embrace it as a long-term strategy to tackle crime head-on and make a lasting impact in creating a safer Gauteng for all.
And at least 15 people, including 14 students, were killed overnight as torrential rains hit a semi-arid province in eastern Chad. Heavy rainfall already inundated the country's last month, when flooding killed at least 54 people. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on News. I'm Yul Pinaar Wifnis de Eer. The Minister van Justitie sê daar is geen konflik in die onderzoek van VBS Bank.
Bye, dankie, Miel. Music on the way.
Jacaranda FM. More music you love.
You're tuning into Home of More Music You Love. My name is Thabiso Kambude, the Fresh Prince of Radio, standing in for the legendary Alex J. We'll be back with you again next week, Monday.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Thabiso Kambude. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
I must say, Maluve left me amazing music though.